Lesson 7. Reading. How are you feeling, John? Asked Dr. Stevenson. I couldn't speak a single word after a severe brain injury, so I nodded as if to say okay. Dr. Stevenson calmly said, That's nice, and quickly left the room with a smile. I tried to bury myself in bed, but soon I heard a loud voice. It was Dr. Stevenson who was shouting. As soon as he left my room, he shouted, Who's the nurse taking care of John? What's he doing in bed? He's a 19-year-old victim of brain injury, not a 95-year-old patient. Get him out of that bed, and I don't want him back in bed until he goes to sleep. The nurses had never seen Dr. Stevenson act like that. In fact, they had never heard him raise his voice. They quickly got me out of bed and put me in my wheelchair until 9 p.m. I felt miserable. I wanted to get back into my comfortable bed. But throughout the weeks that followed, I had to remain in my wheelchair until I went to sleep. I hated Dr. Stevenson. But thanks to him, my rehabilitation went more smoothly than expected, and I soon left the hospital. When I returned to college, my professors, after learning what had happened to me, were ready to say, John, it's okay. Just read what you can and we'll test you on that part. However, one professor did not say that. She said, John, I understand you have difficulty reading. I'll ask a tutor to help you study as much as other students do. I hated that statement as I wanted to take the easy way out. My feelings of hate were very similar to those I had for Dr. Stevenson. I studied hard, first reluctantly, then willingly. I graduated with remarkable grades and got a high-paying job. I got married and live a happy life. Now I know both Dr. Stevenson and that professor were only doing what was in my best interest. Sometimes everyone needs a push. With that push, you can get through the thorns of the rose bush to experience the beautiful flower of the rose. Every time I encounter difficulty in my life, I remember Dr. Stevenson's voice. Get him out of that bed, and I don't want him back in bed until he goes to sleep.